Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
This is Fred Film Radio. I am Eddie Bertotti from the Berlin Film Festival. Today talking to two of the actors of the film Black Hole Thin Ice by Gao Yinan that received its world premiere here at the festival. And the two actors are Wang Xuebin and Wang Jingchun. So my first question is, how the director convinced you to take part in this project?
No, he did not need to convince me, because when I read the script, I liked it, and I knew the director, and I had lots of collaboration with him before, so I knew his ways, and I did not need to be convinced, and the same holds true for me. So he called me and I came.
The film is very intense. I mean, there are a few scenes with a lot of intensity, so I wanted to know if you can name me some scenes in which the acting was particularly difficult and the performance required a lot of, effort on your part.
Because the details of the case are very extreme, so I reckon it is very difficult to grasp the psyche of the role.
The film is set in the northeastern province of Heilongjiang, if I'm not wrong, and I mean, it's kind of an unusual setting for Chinese film, because we are used to see either the countryside or big cities like Beijing and Shanghai. So that was really interesting. And I mean, did this kind of particular setting affected your way of dealing with your character? I mean, I was playing in this, let's say, unusual setting for Chinese cinema.
The northeastern part of China is China, after all, because China is so big, and China is not always or only all these big cities. Chinese life is everywhere in China, and it is this is part of Chinese life. I think the setting in the northeastern part of China has no special meaning. Maybe except for the fact that skating is only possible in China, either in the northeastern part of China or in Xinjiang.
And you, of course, had previous experiences as actors. You are very prolific, but you both most worked in for TV or mainstream production, while this one is like an art house film, I would say. So I wanted to know whether you find any kind of difference between working in mainstream production and this kind of art house production, and especially in the Chinese context.
I think every scene in the production is different.
I think there are differences between each and every film. Each film is different. And this has to do with the requests or the requirement by the director. So if it is a very stylized film, a formal film, you have to fit in the request of acting a formal role or stylized role. If, on the other hand, it's the request of the director is that the film should be realized as close to life as possible, just acting as a normal life, then you have to fit in that kind of requirement. So that is not a decision by the actor. It is decided by the director, actually. Actually, we also played a lot in art films, and each new film is a creative act by itself. So each film is different by itself, and each film requires you to act in a different way. I think the most difficult part is on the director's side, because he should be able to organize all these different kind of people to come together and to really be able to interact and to come forward with this result. So that in the end, when we see the film later as a finalized product, the film gives you the impression that it is a unified thing, that it is one film of one make.
And I have a last question for both of you, a very general question. What do you think and what do you like in Chinese cinema? Because, you know, there is this long debate about Chinese film made for foreigners having this kind of exotic taste, but then Chinese people don't like this kind of movie and prefer something else because, I mean, they think that the image of the country is given in a wrong way. So, what do you think of Chinese cinema today, and what do you like in Chinese cinema?
我觉得这是低估了。
I think if it were like that, that means underestimating the ability of the spectator. Because it is never possible through one film only to come to know one country, because there are so many different phenomena around one country. And there are so many different channels and media to inform oneself about one country, especially today in the era of information.
这跟徐月斌刚才说的是一样的，现在是一个信息全球化的一个时代。
I feel like my colleague Wang Xuebing just said, we are now living in an era of information globalization, and in such a surrounding, film may only bring you some subjective impression. What we really try hard nowadays in China when we make films is to describe the Chinese life in an objective way. We do not glorify Chinese life or depict it higher or lower as it really is. We really try hard to depict it as real life really is. And also, we do not only depict social problems, but we now come down to the really individual person, depicting the life of a individual or of individuals. And I think that's a very good development within Chinese cinema.
Thank you very much for your time. 谢谢。We had the pleasure to talk with Wang Xuebin and Wang Jingchun, two of the actors of the film Black Hole Thin Ice by Jiao Yinan. Here from the Berlin Film Festival, I am Eddie Bertotti, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.